not going to point out any scriptures, okay? I know that's why you come to church. But I didn't come to preach to you this morning, but came to talk to you. Back in 1999, Pastor Van came to Florence. I was working at Florence County Sheriff's Office at that time, about 5 years. And so Pastor Van comes to Florence, and he wants to sit and talk with me. We knew Pastor Van when he had the East Florence Mission in Florence. It was just a bunch of young kids, you know, who had decided we're going to give our lives to the Lord. So we did that back in 86. Some time went by. Pastor Van came through, and this was back in 99, like I said. And he says, he was sitting in my apartment, and he says, "Hey, listen, have you ever thought about coming down to Pawley's Island?" I said, "What's a Pawley's Island?" Never heard of Pawley's Island. He says, "You know, it's near the beach and everything. And, you know, if you would come down, I would love to have you. And, you know, I've worked well with you." You know, he go through his whole spiel. He knew me. And so I says, "Wow." I said, "Well, why don't I just drive down one day and see Pawley's Island?" So I came through and came to Pawley's Island. I said, "Okay, the river's on one side, the beach is on another. It's a nice area, you know." I wasn't married at the time. The girls were certainly not along. But I did meet my wife back in 98. So we kind of talked about it, you know, "Hey, Van." So she was like, "Oh, I'd like to see Pawley's Island." And of course, I think we came down one time, if I'm not mistaken. And Gina loved it. And so we decided, yeah, we're going to come down. Gina and I later married in 2001. I've got to get that right. I had a blank just in 2001. David, pray for me, man. We got married in 2001, and then the family started coming along, of course. And the entire time, that move from Florence, because I was about to be promoted. At the time we were working, I just got promoted, and they were looking at me for another promotion. I was coming along, so it would seem dumb for me to leave, you see. But the Lord promised, "If you do this, if you go help him, I'll bless you. If you do this thing for me and you work with these kids, I'll bless you." And I cannot tell you, Delia, the levels that God has brought me on. A wife who loves me for me. Because I think at that time I had just a little bit of money in the bank. Plus had to buy a ring. That's faith, right? I mean, I couldn't put a piece of paper around her hand. I could, and she would love me, but she would like talk trash about me down the road. But we got married, like I said, the kids came along, and but the Lord is blessed, you see. And I've gotten a blessing out of helping and serving Pastor Van. I knew when I got saved in 1986 that the Lord called me to do something. I just didn't know what it was. Had no clue. And I definitely wasn't going to get up in front of people and talk. That just wasn't me. I'm more behind the scenes type of guy. Let me work behind the scenes, do this for you, and put you out there, and then you go do it, sustain. The Lord says, "No, I want you to go and do this." So I remember when I first got started, my thoughts would be a million miles an hour, and I would be standing and shaking because I wasn't used to that, right? But the Lord blessed, and in time, he put a word in my mouth for you. And the Lord just began to bless. Before the new year came in, I had a visit by Dr. Clark. Dr. Clark was in Florida ministry when the Charleston shooting took place. The church thought so well of her that they told her to leave her post in Florida and come to Charleston after the shooting and begin to minister to those who were going through a traumatic time. Right. And so I said it before, you know, she kind of took a liking to me and saw the gift of God, you see. Some people can see it better than others. And so, you know, we talk a little bit, but I would never call her, would never bother her. And after the new year, I was about to leave with another detective to go do some work, okay? But I can't leave the office. It's one thing after another. The captain wants this. The sergeant wants this. The lieutenant wants this. We just can't leave. So now that it's time for us to walk out of the door, come on, Bird, let's go. So we go walking out the door, and I put my hand on the door, and I hear, Noel! And I turn around, and it's Dr. Clark. How you doing? So I says, oh, hey, how you doing? Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, because I didn't see her. She wasn't interested in Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. She says, can we talk? I said, sure. I told Bird, give me a few minutes. So we went in the office, and we sat down. I said, what's on your mind? She says, you. The Lord has had you on my heart, and I don't want anything else to talk about but to talk about this. I said, okay, what are we talking about? She says, you, man of God. What are you going to do? Well, what do you mean? What am I going to do? The potential and the anointing is there, and the Lord now wants to use you on a different level. I said, okay. A couple of months before that, God had been dealing with me about some things, you see. And you know God wants to do something, but when you finally get to see it in work, you kind of have to stand back and look at it like, nah, that's not it. And so the Lord says, yes, that is it. And she says, what I would love for you to do, and I said once I got out of school, I ain't going back to nobody university. All them research papers I used to do, I ain't doing it no more. It's over. My mind is fried. I'm done. The Lord says, no. Let me tell you what we will do. I want you to go over and I want you to serve her because the platform is going to change. Remember the levels that I told you about that the Lord has brought me on. I want to give you a platform, Brother David, where you can speak to many more for such a time as this. In my toolbox, the Lord says, I don't use tools or the same tool every day. He doesn't do it. Think about your world. There's a special tool needed. You can't change who you are. You can't change the way you speak and preach. You have to give it to them like I've given it to you to be a blessing. Does this make any sense? And this is what I want you to do. And Noel, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'll bless your family. I'll bless it. I will give you what you haven't even asked me for. I'll give you what you don't know I want to give you if you do this thing for me. If you do it. And you want to ask yourself, Lord, well, why me? The wrong question to ask God. Because you will never get in the way of God getting his purpose accomplished. I don't care who you are, where you live. If God has called for it, he will provide for it at some point. Are you listening to this? If God has promised it to you, it shall come through. One way or the other, it shall come through as pure gold. The book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 22 says, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. If you want to walk in God's wealth and in his spiritual growth, it is rich and he adds no sorrow to it. You don't have to go and check the account every day to make sure it's still there. You don't have to worry about people who are coming to befriend you thinking they're coming to try to take something you got. When God calls for it, it's done. Everything is covered. And so there's a different stage, if you will, that God is going to use. I'm just happy to be a part of it. I'm excited about being a part of it because I don't really know what God wants to do. I don't know the people he will introduce me to. I don't know the lives that will be touched. The only thing I do know is when I left Florence in 99, 2000. The thing he did, the growth and the levels that God took me on, and to see him face to face. A prophecy came through Sister Carlene. One day we were here at church, and she was saying that, oh yeah, I could see your face and Jesus' face close together, and then the thing flipped, and you started following him, and I thought, you started following him, then all these other people started coming. And I can't tell you about the guys. Here we go. The guys. The men. Who say, man, I'll follow you, Noel. I'll come along with you. While she's talking to me, one detective is peeking his head around the corner trying to see what's going on. He's just peeking like a little kid. And when I went to go walk her out, he was right behind us. And she says, you see what I mean? He's just following. He ain't saying nothing. He's just following. The only thing I'm trying to say is this. God will teach you how to walk with Judas. He'll show you how he was able to walk with Judas and love Judas and call Judas a friend till the end. Noel, you're going to have to call him friend. Even when you know he's trying to do you. That's ministry. I will be with you in your temptations. I will show you where my men and women fell off, where they lost it. I will show you that. And the thing I like about the Father's house and Pastor Van and him being patient with me, because he know I'm still wild, you see. Remember, a special tool in the toolbox. The thing I love is, you know, you've heard Pastor Van talk about being a cheerleader and all that good stuff. You could say something just as dumb as a box of rocks. Pastor Van will still be cheering you on because you believe it. You believe it. So the only thing I'm trying to say to you is, our home will always be the Father's house. Pastor Van will always be Noel's pastor. But I'm telling you, as sure as I'm standing here, what God will do now is simply awesome. No eye hath seen, nor ear heard, those things that God has prepared for those that love him. If you truly love him, nobody has ever seen what he'll do for you. Nobody has heard it. But God's ministering angels will come to you and show you exactly the thing that God wants to do. Does that make any sense? So don't think like Brother Noel's going over there and he's never coming back. Oh yeah, we will. But the best thing you'll hear is what God is doing. Not what we're doing, but what he is doing and his purpose. His purpose. I knew he called me at the age of 16 to do something, but I didn't know what it was. And as I began to mature and grow into it, he began to reveal the thing. And just when you think you know God the most, he says, you ain't seen the best of me. Not yet. You hadn't seen the best of me. You could quit right now and be satisfied. But you will not be in my will. There are some other folks, Noel, we got to go and get now. And I want you, along with a couple other folks, to go get them for me. God has done that time and time and time and time again. Noel, are you ready? No, sir. Are you scared? Yes, sir. If you have not been there, keep living. Because you don't know what he wants to do. But he's telling you, come this way. This way. Right down here. He's pointing to it. And you're still standing there like a child, and he's telling you to move. Afraid, and it'll shake you to your core. Because everything is spiritual now that he's doing. And he wants you to be a part of it. and your mind is racing. Lord, I got to do this. What if I do this wrong? What if I can't? Lord, I don't know. I don't have much of this. I don't have a lot of this. And he's just saying, oh, hush. Right there. And like a child, he'll help you. That's right. This way. Hold your hands like you would hold a hand. And lead you to the thing. And the blessings that will come from it will blow your mind. Amen? What do you have to say about it, Jean? Anything? Hark.
Amen.
Because they'll go where I go. I have to cover them. Dad, I don't know, Dad. Just go. Come on. And like he's leading me, I have to lead them. And the thing is, they believe in me. You don't want to be a failure. But God is saying, if you do it this way, come this way, and bring them with you, you're going to need them as your support. And I'll bless y'all together. The things I'll do with your wife and yourself, it'll blow your mind, Noel. I was messing with Gina, Sister Pyatt, one day, and I says, this was a while ago, maybe 3 years ago. And I was just messing with her. I said, are you ready to be a first lady? She said, I was born to be a first lady. I ain't said nothing else after that. I just left it alone. Because I had to make sure I was in my rightful place. She said she was born to be that way. I couldn't talk like that. Amen? So I just wanted to give you guys a heads up on what's going on. Sunday, next Sunday, I'll be preaching hard if y'all come back. I'll have a good message for you. Today, I just wanted you to know this before the things take place. Amen? Anybody got anything to say before we close? Yes. Yes. Thank you, my brother. Bethel Church, y'all familiar with Bethel Church? It's the oldest AME church right there in Georgetown on Broad Street.
So you're not moving far away.
No, I'm staying here.
Oh, I was getting sad.
No. When she started talking to about we would need you to travel a good bit, they would send me all over the place, crazy places, state to state, to preach. My home is still here in Merrill Village. I'm not going to move, okay? Because our roots, the children's roots, are here. They love it here. Now, of course, when they go off to school and go do their thing, they may say, well, you know, I want to stay wherever they're staying. But their home is going to be here. Our home is here, okay? Now, we ain't moving. Stop trying to get rid of me, sister.
Well, I was very sad. I was happy for you, but I felt